Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, this is such a big year, right? I mean, it's January 8th, gotta love it, 2017. And this is such a big year, and there has so much been revealed. There is so much being revealed. We have had literally, guys, over 1,000 emails over last week's show and the YouTube video that we put out that we are extending the information. There's just a lot to be said, a lot of questions. We have a record number of emails in at guests@treeandcareradio.com, and we're going to be doing our best to get to all of them, including those of you that are calling in with your questions. So remember, if you want to get in the queue, just give us a buzz. It's 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you call and it's busy, it just means all of our lines are full, but you hold on to that number because as soon as we hang up with someone, that's your chance to get into the queue.
And so we would be delighted to hear from you. And as we kind of pick up where we left off last week, we are at the cusp of an emerging energy. Now, energy rises and falls, energy cycles, and energy has its own seemingly independent life. However, where we are right now.
Well, we're talking this very minute. If you're catching us live, we are talking about right now. If you are getting us in the archives, just breathe and hold on because it's all making sense.
It is. And so we're talking now. January 8th is the cusp of the retreat of the retrograde. The
retrograde has ended, okay? This an incredible retrograde that kind of ushered us into 2017 has gone direct today. It is releasing. Think about that. That grip is being released. That everything that has been coming together is releasing today. Now, we opened up the show sharing with you that, you know, 2017 is a very unique year. This is a year that you will not be able to put anything of the quote past years onto. This is a year that will pretty much stand alone between 2015 and 2022. This is a year where there's going to be a lot of things that are going to happen, a lot of events, a lot of activities, a lot of firsts. This is a year of firsts. And the first thing to know is that tomorrow, January 9, Sri and I are basically kind of giggling and saying the new world begins, or the shifted world begins, because it's that big, guys. The energy is this big.
And when we say a new world begins, what we're referring to is the cresting energy of opportunity. There are forces in motion that are, we have referred to this in the past as the twinning earth. That there is the third dimensional reality, and then there's the fifth dimensional and higher reality. Well, these dimensions refer to stratas of energy, and stratas of energy support stratas of psychology. And what happens is as people align with the frequencies, their worldview shifts, their opportunities shift, their entire experience begins to track in a different way than before. So we're at that moment. It's not only a new year, 2017, it's a new energy with the retrograde ceasing and this waxing energy for the more enlightened or refined strata is beginning. The fifth dimensional energy, the twinning earth of the illuminated psychology is gaining momentum now. And this is an important thing to recognize because as it gains momentum, it stirs up your own unfinished business.
Now, let's take this slow because there is so much to share. And we had so much to share from last week. That's why we're continuing this week. And every week in January, you got to join us. You got to join us. Every Sunday in January, we're going to be talking about the shifted earth, the shifting energy. Because with this shifted energy, with this entrance of, you know, I'm going to put in the air, air quotes, the new world that we are beginning right now, guys. I mean, this is not one of those coming events. It's right now. You may be saying, well, why haven't a lot of people talked about this? Well, maybe because they're not tracking with the ascended cosmic energies on the planet. Now, we want to offer you what's happening in January 1st, and then we're going to extend that out through 2017. First and foremost, are you noticing, I want to call them time deja vus, that you just have to let go of linear time. You must let go of linear time. 2017, I'm going to, forgive me for using this example, guys, but it's like a slow moving accident, right? And what I mean by that is, if you've ever been in a car accident, which sadly I've been in several, or you've ever had an event that was very, very powerful in your life, it's like in that moment, everything goes into slow motion. And what you think is taking maybe minutes or even longer to happen is occurring in microseconds. That's what 2017 is like. It's going to be microsecond experiences that are wrapped in this energy that wants it to seem like it's happening outside of time. So you're going to need to let go of all concepts of linear time. Now, this can be very challenging because, of course, we plan things by linear time. So, for example, you know, Sri and I are going to India in July, and we have other events, and we're releasing a book, and we're doing other things, and we're going to be doing more workshops. Those all have a linear time as far as where we come together. Yet the experience of time has become microseconds. And you've got to let go of that concept of time or you're going to be challenged. For example, today, if you're catching us live, January 8th, the retrograde has released. We're out of it. Yet we are in, and Sri started talking about this, and we're going to dive. We've got a full bank of callers. So, guys, the lines have been full for a while now. So just stand by when we take callers. That would be your time to try and get back in. We have a full bank of people that have written in. We're never going to be able to get to everybody today, but we will do our best. But we want to be sharing with you the information about the waxing and the waning energy, because the overarching energy of 2017 is that the energy of crystalline light is waxing. The energy of Sri mentioned these twinning earths is in the waxing or the growing, and its balanced posture, which is the waning energy of the third dimension, is also gaining power. And so just like a moon has its waxing and waning cycles, we are in a waxing waning cycle, and it's birthing literally right now. Now, if you did not get our newsletter, if you are not on our newsletter list, Sri and I just need to say, why not? Go to SriCareRadio.com. You'll see it right there at the very top. Get the newsletter. Those of you on our newsletter list, we sent out a special edition just about an hour ago because there is so much information. You need to be reading this over and over again.
And so one way to wrap around this notion of we're simultaneously waxing and waning is that the opportunity for expansion, that is the light, is expanding, ascending, lifting, and refining in a most beautiful fashion. More and more people are having multidimensional experiences. More and more people are awakening to the truth of their expanded self. Simultaneously, the third dimensional frequency, and there's lots of people aligned with 3D.
And that's totally cool.
They're doing their job.
They're
doing what they took birth to do.
Playing their role perfectly.
Well, what their experience is, however, is that of greater compression. So the waning energy that we mentioned of third dimensional reality, it's going to feel a little more like you're slogging it out, like it's more friction. And coupling that is this energy, this undercurrent of sadness we mentioned last week.
Now, this is also in our YouTube video. We talk about it a lot. And remember, this sadness energy, and really kind of air quotes around that, is not new. It's a revealed energy that's been hiding with the fear.
And the sadness is often not felt as sadness, especially for those that are living in more of a conventional 3D reality. The first expressions of sadness will come out through other emotional and behavioral signs, such as irritation or anger or a growing sense of frustration or I can't quite get there sort of vibe.
Enhanced doubt or victim-y, just downright victim-y energy.
Yeah, it's just basically I feel a little out of sync, and that that is bugging me. And however you express that is bugging me is unique to your own psychology. However, that's kind of the energetic undercurrent that's happening. And so you're going to see folks acting in ways that are more pronounced than they have in the past. And that in the third dimensional mass consciousness scheme of things, that game board, so to speak, the energies of polarity are going to seem greater. The energies of fear are going to seem greater. The stuff that's been in the news cycle for the last year and more is going to continue, more and more of it. And what you're going to see is that folks are going to kind of dig in.
So let's talk dates, because there is some hard date information for January. First and foremost, we have the 8th, which is today, the day that this show is live. This is the day that the retrograde releases, and all of the energies that have been swept up in the retrograde are releasing out, which means you can be released with great joy, great momentum. Things are getting started.
Pop the cork and fly.
Yeah. Or you're absolutely just overwhelmed. It's going to be one or the other. Now, tomorrow, January 9th, the shifted energies that will really anchor the entire 2017 experience begin. And we are currently, here's the blessing that if you're a crystalline light worker, you got it. You just can't make this stuff up. You know, it's so awesome. We are in the waxing energy right now. We are in the waxing moon. The moon is growing. We are waxing. The beauty of that is that as the retrograde releases, the energy that is available, that is the predominant energy that is on that is available to really kind of flow us through 2017 is the energy of crystalline ascension, the energy of your ascended presence. We are waxing. Now, here's the key though, guys. For January, that waxing energy is only going to last through approximately the next week when we flip into the waning energy, and we are going to have a greater amount of waning energy after this, because remember, it all starts January 9th, so you can't count before then. So because this is the setup month, what you're going to see is it's kind of like a one-part waxing, two-part waning, which means those warriors of light must unite and allow themselves to ignite, because when you ignite, you can account for much more than double that may be carrying the opposite. Now, why is this important? Well, in Vedic astrology, up until January 14th, the Vedics claim that this is not a good time to initiate anything new. However, it's a really good time to stabilize, to get things going. It's kind of like a ready set, like get going, get it prepared, put your plan together, look at it.
You strengthen what you're doing.
Exactly. And then the go date in Vedic astrology is the 15th. Now, if you're looking at the pure retrograde energy, we've gone direct today, right? So today we're direct. Mercury is direct. However, the quote unquote post retrograde, it's a long one. It's going to last until January 27th. So we are all, whether you're in the waxing energy or the waning energy, we are all in this ready set period. And it's a big go by the end of the month. And after the 14th, you'll see kind of like the second stage rocket. Things are going to start really shaking up. And here's what's so powerful about that, guys. Between the 14th and the 27th, and you guys probably know where Shereen and I are going to go, there is a game-changing event. And it's called the inauguration of Donald Trump on January 20th. That energy, this is not about Donald Trump. This is about the energy of the waning energy, right? Remember, the waning energy, this inauguration is during a waning moon phase. It's during the waning energy, which will have double the presence as the waxing energy from the moment that we have released this. So January is going to be a month that by the end of the month, if you're not careful, it'll seem like it was out of balance.
A roller coaster.
Exactly. Yet, here's the blessing. And then we're going to start talking to some of our amazing guests, because we're going to talk a lot more about this. The blessing is that this sadness energy is going to be so available and so present, and all the other manifestations of it are going to be triggered on so many levels that it will be like a Halloween mask, or how about a Carnival mask, right? Let's go to Venice and have some fun masks. It'll be like this amazing mask that you'll actually see, feel, and be able to just lift, pick up, and remove. And all masks are going to be revealed. There will be no more hiding because the masks will be seen. And once you see them, you can remove them. So, so much more to talk about, so much coming up for this month and this year.
We are in a very dynamic time, and the more you pay attention, the more you will see and notice the currents of energy that are either lifting or providing a friction. Either way, we all have a job to do, and that's to live our mission. That is to expand ourselves and continue our journey. Sometimes the wind is in our at our back, and sometimes it seems like it's a headwind.
Well, you know, and it is a headwind on so many times. And speaking of headwind, we want to remind you that, yes, you can send your questions, your comments, and your soul reading requests to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. Guys, right now we've got about 1,000 emails backed up, and so we're not going to be able to get a hold of everybody's email, but we do want to answer as many as we can. And, of course, our beautiful callers. And, Sri, I just wanted to open up with sharing a few of the emails we've received because they're really, really so appropriate for today's show.
Absolutely.
And this first one just comes from someone with a sharing.
And it says, "Hello, my name is Sasha. I wanted to thank you so much for your psychic prowess and intuition to help me understand our portals into the divine. Mother Earth loves you. I can't wait for action. Let Mother Earth and Father Time be one. To Metronia,
woohoo, and beyond."
Happy face. Thank you very much. Love, Sasha.
Well, Sasha, thank you, my love. And we just wanted to share your blessings and your sharing.
It's fun to receive a blessing.
Exactly. And you know, we have so many people that just write to say hello. And here's another beautiful one.
Here's one that says, "Hello, and thank you both for all your amazing work. A very happy 2017. My dream is to one day visit with you. At the moment, I have little funds, so I cannot even book a session, but I just wanted to connect as we are all one. Love, light, and joy." And how do you pronounce that name?
I think it might be Clodagh.
Clodagh.
And forgive us if we're not pronouncing your name correctly. And Clodagh, beloved, Sri and I wanted to first of all say thank you and to send out to you all of the blessings of an incredible waxing 2017. Get clear on what you want. When your energy field radiates, you have the power to manifest your dreams, and may 2017 do that for you. And Sri, here's one that I think is really appropriate for today.
Absolutely.
Especially getting so close to that inauguration.
And it goes like this. "I just listened to your radio prediction on 1/1/17 and your new YouTube video also on January 1, 2017. You both said that Donald Trump would unite people together. I have one question for you. Why not Hillary Clinton? Why the divine did not let her have the presidency? She is more experienced than Donald Trump and is the most qualified presidential candidate ever. I honestly think that the divine was going to give the presidency to Hillary Clinton, but changed its mind at the last minute. Why so?" This is signed Tien An Ta.
Well, beloved angel, thank you for opening up this discussion for today's program. We're really grateful that you wrote. And it's important to recognize that when you bring your hands to your heart, you know, one of the things you've listened to our show and if you've been watching our YouTube videos, you know that we had this information last July already. And I agree with you on a very personal 3D level. My heart of hearts wanted Hillary Clinton to win, although I have to admit I was a Bernie gal, but I was very easily converted to Hillary. And I honestly feel that as we all move forward, the universe has given us the opportunity to knit together, so to speak, if you were to look at it as a big quilt, to knit together all of the energy of the planet through the way we as humans grow, which is through contrast.
You know, oftentimes we need a shift in energy in order to understand authenticity. And we won't really understand fully what is upon us until we've been through it. So the key here is to continue to look into your own heart, continue to follow your own wisdom and guidance, and to trust that what is occurring in the outer world is there to awaken all of us.
Now, for everyone, and especially for you, my angel, let's remember one thing. The universe did not make this decision. the globe did, the planetary thought body did. Remember that universal energy is neutral. Every being on this planet is here living out their soul's mission, and every being on the planet is getting their needs met. Does that mean you have to agree with everyone? Absolutely not. Yet at the higher order of business, so to speak, if you pull yourself up to 10,000 feet, this neutral universal creative capacity is a very powerful energy. The planetary thought body right now, remember, this is not just happening in the United States. The planetary thought body right now has been seeded with fear, and the vast majority of beings are aligned with the planetary thought body. The planetary thought body came forward and has created, through this fear and now through this sadness, this energy of separatism or nationalism or populism that is not just in the United States. This is not just a Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump issue. This is a global humanitarian issue. And if we are to really rise into the greater essence, well, the reason that we share that Donald Trump will help unite people isn't because we have been shown or experienced him as a uniter. It's because the beautiful gift of igniting the greater mission of each being is arising through the way that the energies have been arranged on the planet. Each being will awaken, and it's highly probable that more people will awaken through this energy. So the key is to remain as blissfully available as your heart invites you to, knowing that your energy is being received, that the planet and the universe are co-creating. We are all co-creating with it, and we are each being given an opportunity to discover our greatest passionate mission and to come together and ignite.
And so, speaking of coming together, we'd like to say hello to some of our callers. And we're always delighted when people call in, get in the queue, stand by to have a conversation. So we're going to start out by going to line one and welcoming Robert from California.
Hey, Robert. Namaste.
Well, namaste, and thanks for taking my call. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Well,
here's my question. Kind of going to be a follow-up from a previous call where we were talking about working with the youth and some of the adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
There is a position that I'm looking into, which is a more of a center, residential center for emotionally disturbed adolescents. The question I guess I would have is, my sense is it's a little bit more dense in its energy there, and I'm having some hesitation and some resistance in moving forward, although there is an aspect of it that I think I could navigate into. So I was just wondering if you had any comments along those lines as to whether this may be an appropriate area to look into, or perhaps it's not the right energy.
Well, Robert, I'm really glad you got through, and I absolutely love that you're on line one, because this is what this is all about for you. This, as you were sharing, here is exactly, I'm just going to share with you, unfiltered, exactly what your guides were saying. This has been placed in front of you as an opportunity to fully claim your mastery, because this position will be more challenging than things you have done before. However, there are many there because their light is misunderstood and they do not know how to express themselves, and they are seeking a mentor who can hold higher consciousness in this situation. However, it will challenge you and it will force you to live the full spectrum of who you are 24/7. In other words, this is a no holes barred. If you decide to move forward with this, you will have the greatest mastery lessons, growth, and rapid expansion you have ever had in your life. However, simultaneously, you're going to have some interesting challenges. All of them you'll work through. You're also going to help wake up a lot of beings that would have never had the blessing of waking up if your presence wasn't there. So it's a call to mastery. It's an optional call. It's not going to be the only one in your life, but it is one. And it's a big decision in front of you. And I would highly encourage you to sit, meditate, and go deep within your guidance and see how that feels.
Yeah, you know, I my feeling, just as you're talking, is I'm feeling I can move forward. It's certainly not something I would have to do for, you know, a very long time. I may feel after six months or a year, you know, it's like did what I needed to do and then simply move on.
Exactly. And I will share with you that they're talking more about a year. And I can't think of a better way for you to spend 2017. You know, think about all the energy that's coming in, that this will be that unique year in the ascension energies between 2015 and 2022. And so if you move forward with it, kind of align yourself to think about it for about a year. Well, you know, it might be 10 months, it might be 12, you know, but just ease into that. But you will need to harness 100% of the truth of your mastery while you are there, and you will arise out of this in an incredible other side of your life. And so I'm grateful you got through today. Happy New Year, Angel.
Well, thank you. That was extremely helpful. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Namaste.
Many blessings. You know, each and every one of us has to confront decisions in our lives.
Well, and I love that he's confronting whether or not he's going to make the choice to step into his mastery, because that's so congruent with 2017.
It is. And, you know, for all of us, it's a matter of timing. We usually get a sense that it's time for a change, and then we might resist it for a while, but sooner or later, circumstances will invite that change, even suddenly.
Yeah. Yeah, very true.
Well, let's say hi to another caller. We're going to go to line two and say hello to Sophia from California.
Hey, Sophia. Happy New Year. Namaste.
Hi, sweetheart. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm really, really, really looking forward to hearing from you what you think. You know, I called you about a year ago that I was going to be moving into taking care of an old dear friend of mine. Azul has moved into my house. He's just turned 88 today. It's his birthday. And we're living in a house which we like in certain ways, but there's tension because there's conflict. And it's very difficult sometimes. And it would be difficult to move too, but I really need some guidance here because I love this man very much. And
Oh, Sophia, honey, feel my arms around you. We love you so much. And I also just want to say happy birthday. 88 on the 8th, on this day that the retrograde is releasing. I think it's magical that you got through today and that we're having this conversation today. And Sophia, here's what they're saying. Hi.
Yes, I've been following you.
Yeah, right. We love you so much.
Thank you. It's such a blessing to hear from you. Well, here's what your angels and all of the ascended and masters around you are saying. They're saying after the 10th, which is only 2 days away, after the 10th, a portal will open, a window will open that will remain open until the 28th. And there is an opportunity to move that's going to be better than you think. And if that opportunity is not manifesting, there's also like an unexpected shift. It's just that everything will get better. It's going to happen between the 10th and the 28th. So just be open, be available, set your intention, talk, let people know what you're doing. And they just keep saying right after the 10th, there's something magical about just out after the 10th about this arrangement that will open up. This is going to resolve, and it will resolve this month. Remember, we're kind of in this ready, set phase, and your go time will be right around the end of the month.
Okay. Thank you. We're ready. We're ready for something. You know, we have such a great relationship, and he's doing very well. And
awesome.
It really helped. Oh, God. I mean, it's just very important to me, you know, that we can be happy. That's all.
Yes. Being happy is, you know, that's actually the title of our new book, Sophia. The title of our new book is literally, But Are You Happy? And that is exactly what it's about.
Okay, great. Okay, well, I'm happy to speak with you and hear from you and love you so much. And, I hope to sing a little bit more one day for you guys.
Oh, that would be our honor. And you know what? We are actually hoping that we're going to get back out on tour by the end of 2017. And I can assure you, we will connect with you and make that happen. Feel how much we love you.
Yeah, woohoo! Okay, Happy New Year. Many blessings. Okay, bye.
Bye, Angel.
Bye-bye. Well, we truly are. You know, we talked about the ready, set energy. That thinks there is a rising intensity. There is an organization and alignment.
Yeah.
And for many, it's ready, set, go. And for others, it's ready, set, grow.
Either way, it's ready, set, guys. And remember, we're right on it. It's the precipice. And speaking of right on it, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to drink some water. We're going to loosen up our vocal cords. We have so much more to share. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Delighted to be with you right now.
On this incredible day, January 8th, 2017. You are going to remember this day because this was the day that the retrograde that swept us into 2017, a unique standout year in the ascension escalator of 2015 to 2022, this was the day that it all began. It's the ready moment. And the set moment begins tomorrow, January 9th, because that is the morning. It's like you wake up tomorrow and there is a new world in front of you. Everything has shifted and you are ready. That's why you're here right now listening to this show, whether you're live or in the archives. Trust yourself, congratulate yourself, because you have arrived and you are ready.
You know, we're all growing. We continue to grow. And the thing to appreciate is that what you set this week is going to be carrying you as we move into the waning energy later
absolutely,
in the month.
Absolutely.
So dream big, take some big steps,
yeah.
and take an extra sip of confidence and woo-hoo! Just know that we are amazing co-creators and that your dreams can manifest. Thriving is your birthright.
And you know, 2017, you know, we've talked about that. We gave you a lot of information in the first half of the show. We have a lot of information to go. And we want to remind you, let's look at the way that it's laying out, and that we are going to be talking about all of these energies and all of the events that are happening in January. January in a unique year, January is a unique month. And we're going to be talking about this every Sunday at noon right here, BBS. Make sure you get with us live or you're listening in the archives every Sunday this month. Very, very important. Now, another thing that's important, guys, is on January 21, Sri and I are going to be starting our first and most amazing program of the year. We are going to be teaching for the first time ever, and all this information came in last July. We'll be receiving all these other revelations. We're going to be teaching the Ascended Sacred Science of Rudrashta with the mastery of the seven rays of crystalline light. Go to selfascension.com, get into this program. Honest to God, guys, we are at the last few spaces that we can accept. We're actually kind of oversold, but the bridge lines have opened up. Get in. Tell your friends, be a part of this, because that timing, and we were laughing about this earlier today, that, you know, you just can't plan this stuff, right? But it turns out that timing, all we were told was when we announced this program way back when, that there would be, that would be a moment when this support would need to be released into the planet. And look at that. That is the day after the inauguration in the United States of a new president. It is in the, it is after the January 14, you know, we were talking about earlier about the Vedic astrology, that you don't want to initiate anything really new until after the 14th. Yet it's right there in the culminating energy of the post-retrograde period, so we can reclaim everything. This is a powerful moment. This is a powerful event. Be sure you join us. Go to selfascension.com. You'll see it right there. The Ancient Mystical Science of Rirashka. It's right there in upcoming programs. Join us.
Absolutely. And just another little recap moment. We had talked about the energy of the planetary thought body and the sadness that may percolate forward through other kinds of expressions. Each of these expressions is actually a mask. It's kind of a valence that people wear.
And think of this really fun, you know, think of some really fun, cool looking masks, right?
You know, and a mask is an interesting vehicle of expression, because a mask hides the truth, yet the mask creates an inner sense of freedom, meaning I don't have to truly show myself, that kind of freedom, freedom to hide, you might say. And so one of the offshoots of this energy of the mask is that it's going to cultivate your ability to discern authenticity. This is one of the things that comes forward. Whenever there is a friction or a deception, we tend to hone our skills in some fashion. And so look for that. Begin to trust your truth monitor, and I'm referring to your heart, of what is going on around you and what energy you are claiming to be experiencing. Look deeply. Trust your hearts, and this will be a dynamic and wonderful time.
You know, guys, it's important to recognize that as we are moving forward, remember, 2017 is a unique year. We're in this 10-month window, which we've talked about. We've gotten a lot of emails because I guess there's a lot of people out there making a lot of really negative predictions for 2017, and they happen to be right around the same time that we're talking about. Remember that we have the co-creative capacity to absolutely connect with the waxing energy, right? There is a rising tide, a waxing energy, and we are in it right now. This is the time to be setting your intentions. This is the time to be getting very clear, visualize what do you really want to accomplish, and to not let anything interfere with that. There is also powerful interference energy going on right now. And here's the key. Most likely the interference energy is right in front of you, can be easily stopped, and all you have to do is see it for what it is. It may have a mask on it, but once you unmask it and you see that it's interfering, you can quickly and easily clear this energy away. It might be in the form of a person. It might be in the form of an event. It might be in the form of an experience. It might be in the form of something else. It doesn't matter. But once you see it and you take the mask off of it, you are then empowered to release it and move forward. Take advantage of the waxing energy of this week before we start entering into that waning energy to remove the masks. And remember, in order to remove a mask, you have to see a mask.
Absolutely. So take a deep breath and smile that we are indeed in the time of honing our discernment and awakening our true passion. And we're going to also wake up line 3.
Let's do it.
And say hi to Maria from Pennsylvania.
Happy New Year, Maria. Welcome.
Hi, happy New Year, guys. And I'm so excited. I got your email at 1:11 this afternoon. And I'm so interested in and I'm excited because I want to apply to come down to your place down in South America.
Woohoo! Well, please do send us an email, and thank you for being on our newsletter list. We would love to get your email.
Yes, I have quite a background in business, and I was actually ill for quite a while, but was awakened early in mid-2016. And I was wondering if you see a future. I had pulled my own cards today and came up with some interesting things. I have a quite interesting future for myself. And do you see anything there? You tell me before that Archangel Saint Germain on my side and Archangel Michael.
Well, I'm telling you, Maria, you are, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Because what's around you right now is the energy of manifestation, creation. And I love, love, love that we're talking to you right now after we were just sharing that how powerfully you can create your dreams right now, because that's why you've pulled all this energy around you. You're being shown that if you stay in your joy, if you stay in your truth, if you stay in your ascended presence, everything has lined up to take you. They just keep saying, dream big, allow the miracle, and do things you've never done before. Become the blessing that you know you are, and the world will be grateful. And that's the message they have for you today, my angel. I am so grateful you got through.
Okay, I just have one question. Can I write a really, really, really long email to you guys?
Absolutely. Yeah, please send it, and we're happy to receive it.
Okay. Thank you so very, very much for taking my call.
We love you. Namaste.
Namaste. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Well, always fun to connect, and let's keep going.
Let's do it. We have so many beautiful people. And guys, I know the lines are filling up as fast as somebody's hanging up, so get that number on speed dial. If you're meant to
We're going to keep rolling. Let's head to line three. Line four. And we'll say hi to Eva from New Jersey.
Hi, Eva. Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year to you guys, too. So excited I got through today.
We are, too.
I know. I would so greatly appreciate just a mini soul reading, see what's going on.
Well, I love that. I just do, because what's going on, Angel, is you. You know, it's so cute. The universe, and I'm really enjoying what I'm seeing around you, because the universe is literally sitting there saying, guide me. And, you know, guide me is the last sentence of the mantra of self-ascension. The mantra of self-ascension is simply, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And if you're not using it, I invite you to use it a lot, because the light, the crystalline creative light, is around you saying, guide me. I mean, essentially, you've got the universe saying the mantra to you. The universe is saying, hey, we are here, we are open, we are ready, guide us. And so you need to get really, really clear. You need to be sending out a clear, strong signal. This is what I want. And then, honestly, start giggling, because it's all there for you. But you've got to command it. You're being invited to command the light into the form, into the action. The universe needs you in your highest ascended presence, and I know you're ready to accept that call.
That's so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Many blessings.
You too.
Namaste.
Well, you know, I smile as I connect with this energy, and I just want to affirm that it is the time to stand up and go.
Yeah, it's ready, set, go time, guys. It really is.
Because now more than ever before, there is there's so many forces that would seek to distract you from your authentic mission.
Mm-hmm.
And these forces that seek to distract, at one level we call them interference energies, because they're arising from a conscious effort to stall the expansion of light. Then there are the energies that are simply there to throw sand in the machinery.
Mm-hmm.
Things like doubt and fear and tragic acts that are publicized on the news and people who are confused and behaving in uncooperative or weird ways. There's all kinds of possibilities to distract your focus. And the key is to smile at that, claim your truth, and say, I'm going. I don't need anybody to give me permission. I know what I want to do, and I'm doing it.
And remember, talk dates today, retrograde releases tomorrow, you're waking up in a whole new ball game. Then we have about a week of waxing crystalline light. Harness every day of the coming week. Put things into action. Get things done. Make your plan. Put that to-do list together. Feel the joy. Bring in the joy before that waning energy starts, because the waning energy is going to have a 2-for-1 in January. And the gift, and remember, guys, it's all going to be a gift, no matter what starts happening around you, no matter what's going on the planet. And try to disconnect as much as you can from the meddling chaos, so to speak. But the gift is that all of the masks are going to be seen. It's like you've been standing in a room with all these beautiful people, all these, and everybody's talking, right? And all of a sudden, a beautiful light illuminates the room, and the people you thought you were talking to now all have all these masks on, and you know what the masks are. These masks, once they're available, including your own, can just be released. And so let them be beautiful. Let it be fun. Let it be the ultimate costume party. And then let it be the ultimate authenticity party, because it's the authenticity that will give you the greatest manifest abundant success. This is the moment to not be afraid to be yourself.
And in that moment of not being afraid to be yourself, you are ready, you are set, you're putting things into motion, and when that waning energy comes, take out the garbage.
Yeah, baby.
It's the time to take a pause and say, okay, I got to get rid of any other impediments that I need to release, and then you're going to be ready for the next cycle of moving forward.
A little good old-fashioned New Year housekeeping. Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely. Let's head to line 5, and we'll say hi to Dominique from California.
Namaste, Dominique. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Namaste, Sri and Kira. I imagine you can hear me, yes?
We can hear you just fine, Angel.
Wonderful. Well, I'm calling in to gratefully ask for a mini soul reading. I just had my birthday at the end of last month on the 25th. And I'm grateful to ask for a mini soul reading just because I'm really grateful that y'all met and that you've been on air for all these years and doing what you're doing and giving other souls like us encouragement. And I also wanted to just bring up a comment which may relate to my mini soul reading and also see if what your feedback is about it and if you've had experiences. And that is, I've noticed in the last couple months, November and December, and it's a little bit of kind of referring to maybe the concept Sri mentioned earlier, tracking time. Mm. And what it is I've found myself in situations where I might be surrounded by a lot of humans, even children, maybe even animals, and, you know, there's a lot of happenings going on. And what I'm finding is I'm in my heart space, and all of a sudden, you know, the situation might be happening with people going on, and I notice I just move, and all my actions are coming from my heart, and the next thing you know, I'm gracefully moving out of the situation with all the people or the situation, and it'll be like 10 or 15 minutes later, and I'll notice in my mind is like catching up with what just happened and all the movements I did with my heart. I'll be like, what just happened? My mind is almost catching up to what went on, like, or what I did from my heart space. And it's the first time I've ever really noticed that before, where I'm moving from my heart and my mind's literally lagging behind. And then after I'm done with the situation, I realize, or ask myself, what just happened? And I let it go because I'm like, wow, I think I left the situation with joy. It feels like everyone in this that I left is in joy. Wow, is this what it feels like being in your heart and moving from that space?
Yes, and I mean, I love that you're bringing this up, because what you're actually modeling is a couple different things. First and foremost, if you look at the time frame that you've started experiencing this is part of what we open the show with. we opened the show talking about this concept of time, that you, all bets are off, right? All traditional aspects of time are off. You know, we have a calendar, we have dates, we have things we can plan for as far as where we meet and how we come together. However, all of our other experiences of time, that the second to second, moment to moment interactions, are all about the expansion of multidimensional experience. And that's what's happening with you, is that yes, the heart ignites and the physical body starts saying to itself, oh my God, you know, what's happening here? Am I safe? And that's why it takes a little while. So your reading is definitely tied to this, because your physical body is actually speaking louder to me today than the rest of your spirit. It's your physical body asking for reassurance that it's safe for you to keep growing. And so the greatest gift you can give yourself right now in this ready, set phase is lots of self-care, lots of love, lots of emotional reassurance, physical reassurance, taking care of you, reassuring the physical body, first, second, and third chakra, that together with your soul, you are ready for more, you are safe to do more, and then watch how quickly this will all integrate, and it'll just become almost instantaneous. And then once that instantaneous experience comes in, there's like this immediate miracle manifestation. So powerful year ahead for you, Angel. I'm glad you shared.
Thank you so much for listening and sharing with me, and hope it helps others as well. Peace.
Oh, I know it will, and we know you will too. Thank you for being on the planet. We love you, honey. Namaste.
So be it. Peace.
Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. You know, and I want to take a moment and tune in with another email that came in from Romaine, is the name of this writer. And he says, hello. First of all, thank you so much for the work you're both doing. It is so refreshing to listen to you on this radio and YouTube. My question is, I have been on 2 years of active search of who I am. 2016 has been really exhausting, and I always had the feeling that 2017 was going to be the start of something amazing for me. I started to feel energies getting stronger, like wanting to explode. I'm not sure of what to do with my life. I feel deeply that I am supposed to be in service of others, but I feel that I'm missing something. If I could receive some insight, please. Blessings and love. And so I want to just congratulate you for noticing your process. I want to begin with that, that each and every one of us is on a mission. And when we are start to awaken to the mission, there is a moment of gap between what we were doing and who we thought we were and what we are to become.
You know, beloved Angel, I am so grateful. And Shree selected your email because so many people are saying this right now. So many people are, they know they're close. They know that they're doing things, but there's this gap between clear and unclear. And for you, the exhaustion in 2016 is because you were clearing out an enormous amount of toxicity, lots of old toxicity, just energies that were hanging around that needed to be cleared. So as Shree just mentioned, it's a celebration because you really are doing it. 2017 is going to be the start of something amazing for you. It already is. And in your case, and for a lot of other people, again, harness this week. This is the week where the masks will be revealed, where you'll be able to see what's right in front of you. I want to remind you of one thing, and everyone else that's asking this big question right now, at the core of your divine mission is your presence. You're living your life with the greatest blessing of who you are is your first mission. Because to awaken to your divine presence while still in form is the gift of self-ascension. And when you do that, you free your mind, and through your presence, you feel you free others to do the same. And whether you are sweeping floors, driving a bus, or running a corporation, if you are living in that state, then you are serving. Let go of what you think service looks like and embrace what your divine heart is willing and ready and able to express through you. And from there, the magic continues.
So often we have crafted our lives in ways that produce income or respect or other qualities, and that our heart stimulates a yearning that there's something more. And I want to just close out this beautiful time together today with a little quote from the famous poet Rumi, and it simply goes like this: gamble everything for love if you are a true human being.
And beloved beings, we are in the new world. You are here now. The energy is waxing this week. Take advantage of it. Breathe it in. Feel it in. And be sure to join us next week, because we're going to be diving into these conversations, diving into the shifting energies that are happening all during January. In a unique year, January is a unique month, and you are ready.
And until we have the joy of being with you live again next Sunday, may you take a deep breath, put a smile on your face, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.